Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to This Might Be The News, a look back on the last 7 days in some detail. My name's Rory. This week I'm joined by my friend Lauren.
Hi.
And my friend James.
Hello.
How are you both?
I've been better.
I've been quite peaky.
We were just discussing the illness that's sort of been going around.
You're going to get it.
Oh no, I don't want it.
No, I know. Well, we don't want to give it to you, but that's just how these things
just
work.
Just in time for skiing.
Oh no, I'm going on holiday tomorrow. I don't need that. And my immune system's down. James has just been doing... Listeners, James is a personal trainer as well as a news smith. And he's just been training me. So
I feel like people think that I like ask you to plug me on this. Like, I've not once ever asked you to do this. I just want to be clear, this is not me trying to advertise to 10
I can
people.
Vouch for what Rory looks like right now not being a particularly good advert for James's personal training skills. So don't immediately rush to sign up with him.
Yeah,
it's a work in progress.
Look at other options. There is more than one personal trainer out there.
Cool, we've gone very much the other way now.
Okay, evened it out. Cool, so are you ready to talk about some news?
Can we discuss the mic first?
Oh, what, the new mic?
Yes.
What's there to discuss?
That it looks like a big silver butt plug.
It's very phallic, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's meant to be very professional. I think it's the most professional
The podcast. Most professional bit is the fact that it's just balanced on a bit of cardboard, which has sort of ring marks from your drink all over it.
I'm pretty sure that this is the setup in Dr. Dre's studio. He just has a bit of cardboard lying around.
We just
around.
Need to start sellotaping egg cartons to the wall for soundproofing.
Has he also got the door barricaded with a box on a chair?
I wanted to create an inclusive environment where you guys really feel you can let loose.
I feel like I can't get out. That's what I feel like.
We're here for the duration.
Well, you can't get out for the next half hour because we've got the facts to discuss.
Facts.
The facts. It was very smooth, I thought.
Edit that afterwards.
One of your best segues, yeah.
Yeah. the facts. So we're not going to talk about probably the biggest news story of the week with the Trump thing until we'll talk about that in Task Force. So with the facts, we're going to talk about Theresa May's speech. Now, she's made a speech, I've heard.
Well, I was quite confused because I think she might have made two speeches this week. One at the economic summit in Davos, where she was wearing the fur, and then a second where she's in the tartan suit, which was the hard Brexit speech, which I think is what we're mainly going to focus on.
I love that you think that's me and James's point of reference. Oh, the fur.
I had actually pinned them by the outfit she was wearing on each.
Well, it's just an easy way to differentiate, and that's how I knew that there were definitely two speeches. It wasn't just quotes from one being sort of muddled into...
Sure. So she was wearing fur at Davos.
Fur at Davos.
That makes sense. It's wintry there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, so she was wearing a tartan number.
It's sort of a high-waisted, wide-leg, Bay City Roller style tartan suit by Vivienne Westwood.
I got tartan and suit from that.
It's a tartan suit, yeah.
The other descriptive points were whoosh.
Over your head. So, the one I wanted to talk about was the one that really took the headlines at the start of the week.
Tartan.
Tartan.
Well, I imagine there were similar themes from both, though, right? Like...
Well, Lauren, I mean, you seem to know the most out of three of us. Were they the same speech?
No, they weren't the same speech. One was very much focused on the economy and the impact of globalisation and sort of how the banks and the elite have made it. They've made this rod for their own back, and that's why we're in the situation we're in. And one, the Brexit one, was more like, we're not going to play nicely and the EU needs to be... A lot of people compared it afterwards to the resurgence of Thatcher, and she was very steely.
They do. There's a similarity there, I think.
In looks.
Yeah. In just sort of demeanour. Like, she's very...
I think she's finding her feet now. She's been a bit sort of wishy-washy for months, really.
What's she wearing on those feet? Do we know?
Oh, gosh.
The low-heeled Italian leather.
Don't bring up leather. Not after...
What's wrong with leather?
Well, when she was in the Sunday Times doing her...
Oh, because she had a pair of leather...
She had the £1,000 red leather trousers and everyone was up in arms.
The poor woman.
I like to imagine, like the episode of Friends where Ross buys...
It makes a pace.
Yeah, I like to imagine she got in a similar situation, like she's in someone's bathroom with flour going, shit, I can't get them on.
I've got to do a trouser swap. They're on to me.
Do you think anyone will notice? Can I just go out with them round my knees? It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Someone can stand in front of me. I can find a lackey to cover it up.
It's fine. It's fine. This is how you'll be remembered. We'll get over the tartan thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Davos one, I mean, that kind of makes sense. Although she's not really playing to the audience there, slagging off the elite, because that's all Davos is, isn't it?
It was mainly bankers there, yeah, so...
I actually read, this is the only bit I have any information on.
Yeah.
But it was about, like, there's something called the Davos class.
Right.
So it's like the sort of, the, like, liberal political elite class.
Hmm.
So all these people who, like, meet up and they're like, globalisation's great, we want to expand borders, but it's really not representative. And then it's talking about like how that class is going to evolve when people like May and Trump come into it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like this sort of worlds collide thing.
Do you think there's like a WhatsApp group with Trump and May and they all just get added in as they become president or as they become... Oh,
just like, can you imagine Trump in that group though? Just like sending memes of himself and everyone's just like, we're trying to chat here.
Don, we're trying to get some stuff sort of organised.
Yeah.
I don't need to have the latest update on your hair.
Can't think of anything worse than being sent a morning selfie from Trump, just still in bed, pre-concealer.
Before he's put the tan on.
So the first speech, which grabbed the headlines for the first half of this week, was basically Theresa saying, I do have a plan. Because everyone's been saying she didn't have a plan.
She said, I do have a plan, but she's still yet to outline any detail of that plan.
I thought this was the plan. I thought this is what she's revealed. Is this not the plan?
More of a strategy than a plan, I'd say.
Okay,
like she's basically said, we're all in, right? We're hard Brexit.
Yeah, she's followed through and said, we're hard Brexit, and I'm sticking to this, and this is what I'm not going to have from the EU in terms of we're coming out of the market, and that with that, that closes down immigration, closes down open borders. But what she hasn't really delivered on is anything that Britain might be giving up in this negotiation. So it feels like we're...
Well, surely we're giving up access to the single market. That's the one thing she said, we won't be in that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So we're saying, like, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. But she hasn't said, but what we are going to do. So there's been no compromise. She's just laid out our terms.
What we're going to do instead of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she definitely doesn't know.
Yeah, exactly. So that doesn't feel me... She's got to the point of thinking, right, okay, I've got to be quite clear. People need a strong stance on this.
So I've got it here. She said, the UK cannot possibly remain within the European single market, as staying in it would mean not leaving the EU at all.
Good.
She's making a point there.
You can't have your cake and eat it.
She did, however, say that she's going to push for the greatest possible access to the single market. Right, so, I mean, we've already said that I think the greatest access would be being part of it.
Yeah.
Being it. So what would be the next greatest?
Like, you know when you've got, like, a Google Doc and you can, like, you've got comment, edit and view. So we've lost edit. We want the ability to comment and view.
Yeah,
that's our best option.
So if... Surely you can either trade with the EU or you can't, really.
I think she seems like she's got her hands full trying to get this Trump meeting in to negotiate that. And then she's listed out a whole list of India, some states in the Middle East, China, all these deals that she's got to do.
But I've heard we can't do any new deals until 2019 or something.
Well, we have to come
officially out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Trump's there going, we'll sort it 2 weeks.
Someone likened it to until we finalise the divorce. We can't go all in on the next set of marriages.
But if we want to leave and we don't want the single market, what is there to negotiate? What are we going to be talking about with this?
Well, everything's quite tied up in it. It's not just like, right, we're out, call it. All our laws change, everything that's tied, all our assets, I don't know.
But what have we got to negotiate with them? Because obviously we can doing our own thing.
Well, like, as in, do we trade with individual countries? Do we still... presumably we still trade... I don't know how it works. Does Europe trade as one big thing? I don't know.
Yeah, that's sort of what the EU is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I thought it was but I didn't want to say it and then everyone
was
like, you idiot.
Now's the time to work that out while we're midway through.
On there.
I've got two experts. I mean, I'm going to say something stupid. Could I, if I wanted to, like, do a deal with just France?
Just you and France.
You.
Hey, France, it's Rory. I've got an iPod.
What are you bringing to the table?
Well, I've got you know, you listen to Task Force, I've got a phone full of celebrity numbers. I can bring that.
True. Oh,
okay, you're going to trade your black book.
My little black book.
But, and loads of free stuff from Google.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I can see France going for that.
Marie Le Pen, that is right up her street.
So, but okay, so Sam Liam Fox or whoever who's bloody doing the negotiations this week, the new Sir What's His Chops.
That's his a very informed... the official title.
Could I just do a deal with France? Just say I want to trade some stuff with you, or is it a case of no? You have to trade with all of us.
Well, I think that they're all still in the single market, so they're very much going to push for if you do a deal with, if the UK has a deal, it will be with all of them rather than having individual deals. Otherwise, what's the benefit of them all maintaining their single market presence? Yeah. They're stronger as one.
Do you know what scares me is that I reckon that somewhere in Westminster there is a version of this conversation which has happened in the last month. Where actual politicians have been like, oh, do you know?
It feels like there's a version of this conversation has been going on since sort of 2014. And now the people that started it, the Camerons, yeah. They're not even there to sort of guide it in a vague direction of what they thought might happen.
Oh, no, he's on a yacht somewhere just laughing at us all.
Is this going to get even more complicated? So say we're Brexiting.
Yeah.
And then Marie Le Pen gets in and they start Frexiting. How do we negotiate with a...
and Italy.
Italy and Germany and yeah. The Netherlands are all...
it's going to be a nightmare.
Is it Italy?
Italy's good. Yeah. What about...
One of the black cards is pizza rolls, not like gender rolls.
We don't do cutting out. We record the podcast in one take. Stop referring to it like I'm going to edit bits of you out. That's not going to happen. So I've got in front of me... some of the things that she did say that we were going to do.
Give us some tidbits.
They're going to work for the freest possible free trade. What does that mean?
Free trade.
How can free trade be any freer than just free trade?
Yeah. Who is her speechwriter? Like, the freest?
It's going to be the greatest possible. It does sound quite Trump-esque, doesn't it? Then this is the one that makes me a little bit dubious. EU citizens will still be welcome in the UK. In what, like tourists are from all the other countries?
So one of the points is that she wants to keep the... She wants to have UK be allowed to pick and choose who we let in. So I think we're going to move to some sort of like, right, well, we need... I don't know. We've lost all our doctors to Australia because they get paid more.
Yeah.
We're probably going to need to ship in some Spanish doctors. So they might be welcome.
Right.
And do more of a... Because Australia did have that visa set up where, like, if they were low on hairdressers... They'd open up the gates to hairdressers, mechanics.
They operated like a stock market.
Yeah, you had like a skill set.
I love the idea of just a hairdresser shortage.
We need more hairdressers. Everyone's barnets look shit.
Somehow I've got dreadlocks.
And the sand and the sea wouldn't help that.
We're
having a nightmare.
That'd be terrible. Can you imagine just a more feeble-looking version of Newton Faulkner? But with glasses.
I love that that's your... The epitome of Australian Ferrari is Newton Faulkner.
Who I believe is from Guildford.
Or Devon, I thought.
I'm more talking about his dreadlocks.
Oh.
White men with dreadlocks. Him, Mick Hucknall. That's all I've got.
Did Hucknall, I thought he was more like just curly ginger curls.
Oh, he totally had a dreadlock. There's the story, isn't there, that basically the reason he had to cut his dreadlocks off is because he was in a cab with Martine McCutcheon and she threw up in his hair.
I've never heard that story.
I mean, if you listen for anything, it's for stuff like this. Well,
our listeners know that this might be the news is full of... uninformed sort of things that
I've
heard.
I was quite upset that we didn't cover off the girl from Aqua dying and the...
Did she die?
No, she didn't, but in the rumours from school segment from last week, that wasn't covered.
Well, so, I'm sorry, there's always room for more fake news. Mm. I never heard
apparently
that.
Apparently she was saved by Dr. Jones.
Oh my God, I didn't know we were in for an Aqua joke when I started the day. Another thing she wants, they want...
Sounds like he's going to sing Ace of Base. Another thing she wants is another baby.
That's a sore topic for her. So, that was a part of when she was going for leadership, that became a big debate.
About because she's not got kids.
Yeah. And Angela Leadsom tried to use it against her.
Oh, but then she got absolutely panned for that. People hated her.
They were like, what are you doing, Angela?
What I was trying to tell Rory yesterday about, is it not May's wife that in the expense scandal, May's husband,
that would be a scandal for her.
No, in the expenses scandal, he was one of the ones that had the giant hotel bill of porn.
Amazing.
Someone who actually knows this, can they email in? This might be the news at gmail.com and correct us on this one, because I think it was a Labour minister, not Theresa May, who had the porn-watching husband.
I love that we're incapable of Googling. We're like, you tell us. We don't want
If someone
that.
Can ring in.
Theresa, if you're listening, just I want to set the record straight. We can have a phone in.
Can I make one sort of general point about the kind of, like, so some of the excerpts you use from that speech and, like, the kind of rhetoric it uses when it's, like, the greatest possible, the freest, like, free. Stuff like that, if you're actually a leader and you're trying to do the best interests of that country, you're trying to work for that,
yeah.
That should just be implied that you're going to try and do your best and you're going to try and get the best deal. The fact that they have to say it makes me just, like, it just makes me quite concerned. And I'm like, well, what are you really up to? Don't try and detract from what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
But that's, I think, the problem. She isn't doing anything. So we keep coming back to, at the moment, the priority is to make sure we maintain all UK citizens' standard of life. By what? By doing what? What's the end of that sentence?
If you want to, yeah, if you want to maintain things how they are, then do nothing, which maybe is what their plan is.
Well, it's too late for nothing. We've agreed this. Well, we haven't agreed it, but we voted.
Yeah, some people voted. 52% people voted for something. They just wanted something different. It was like they
voted for a change.
Yeah,
I just feel like she's pushing a wagon off a cliff and going, yeah, gravity's going to do some stuff and then I'll figure the rest on the way down.
So is the next thing that she has to do is she has to trigger this bloody article. What number is it again?
50?
Article 50.
Yeah.
That's a nice round number. It's convenient. I was going to say it's memorable, but clearly not. Because I completely forgot it. So when's she going to do that? Do we know?
March, I think she said.
March.
By March latest. And then we've got 2 years after it's been triggered to get the hell out of Dodge. Or Europe.
Dear Lord. They totally don't have a plan. They are having conversations like this,
yeah.
Going, okay, how do we... Theresa's made a load of, like, sort of big statements, like, we're going to have the freest trade and we have the best access. What does that actually look like?
It's going to be one of those things though, where it's going to be like, oh, and another thing, there's also this. Like, it's going to be for about 5 years after, they'll be like, oh, but did you realise actually that, you know, turns out the scouts were part of Europe as well, so you can't have any scout meetings.
Well, even Jamie Oliver's involved. So all of his, all of the... healthy food for kids in schools.
To be
is
honest,
an EU,
Europe can have him.
But that's an EU legislation, so we'll be back to the UK having turkey Twizzlers. And
oh,
that's
so
not actually a bad thing, because that was the best bit about school dinners.
Wasn't that great, those turkey little...
turkey dinosaurs, spaghetti hoops, potato smiles every Friday.
Bring it back. This is what people voted for, isn't it?
They wanted Twizzlers back.
This is the moment. People like, when Britain was great and we just ate loads of chips...
Yeah.
At school, when I was 5, I just had a plate of chips. And that was my life.
I mean, we'll have really, really fat, but happy, fat and happy kids. And we'll probably take quite a lot of strain off the NHS because people will start to die again rather than live forever.
That's true.
But I don't think they're going to... Diabetes is not a famous, like, quick killer. It's, like, very much...
slow and arduous.
Yeah, like your kidneys, which you can go with for a couple of months, I think.
James Diffin, PT. Yeah.
Kidney expert.
Little health tip for you there. He'll charge.
You want to die a slow and painful death? Get obese.
He'll charge us for that at the end. So, okay, so that's the next step. She said there's not going to be a blow-by-blow account of negotiations.
Because she doesn't know.
She doesn't know. And it's not her intention to undermine the EU or the single market. Well...
You did that somewhat when you left it and you had a referendum, but...
Yeah.
You know, spilt milk.
And so Farage came out and said, like, he was really happy with her speech. She said exactly what he's been saying all these years.
That should be such a red flag. Like, if Nigel Farage goes, I think you're speaking sense, you should be like...
The Sun also said, we couldn't have written it any better ourselves. So again, second red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
What were some of the other... Do you know any other national headlines?
The Times went with the tartan suit.
Right, the big issue.
Yeah.
Of course they did. Yeah.
1,185 from Vivian Westwood. That was actually that was on the front page.
Okay. Is that kind of a, like, look, we've barely even left yet and look how great I'm looking. I'm treating myself to a suit.
Yeah, I don't know what she was going for, because tartan surely conjures up all sorts of issues with Scotland and that's like a whole other podcast.
it is unfair because she basically has to wear a different outfit every time she leaves the house, otherwise people would comment, which you wouldn't get on her.
I don't know. I think if anything she could, they'd be like, oh, is that the same suit? And she'd be like, yeah, because I'm actually trying to get on with the job. I'm not spending £100 or whatever on, you know, new socks.
Kate Middleton gets so much praise for recycling clothes that she wore to somebody's christening 5 years ago, because they have to be seen to having a bit of kind of a human side to them, that they have got a wardrobe rather than someone bikes in a brand new outfit for every
also day. I don't think anyone's looking at Theresa May as a style icon.
No.
Like, I don't think anyone's...
I think the Sunday Times are pushing hard with varying degrees of success.
Well, that's all we've got time for with the facts. Thank you both for helping me find out a little bit about Theresa May's speech. You're really giggling to yourself today, Laura. What, just how little we found out?
Well, I think we found out as much as there is.
We know the price of her
suit. The price of the suit.
Yeah, and
the two not one speeches. What the paper said.
We have months of ambiguity to look forward to.
Yay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Task Force
this week. Obviously, in the news this week, the other big story is that he is finally the president. Donald Trump is actually the president of the United States, the 45th.
We're not dead yet, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's awful, isn't it?
First days, I mean, he's already trying to repeal Obamacare.
On day one?
Day one, he's seen making a little note.
He didn't, to be fair, he said, I think the exact thing was, he was like, he didn't want it to like impact federal agencies' finances or something, like reduce the strain.
Okay.
He worded it in quite an ambiguous way, which I feel like will be another...
A big theme.
Is Obamacare the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah.
That's the colloquial name for...
Some Americans, it seemed, didn't know the difference. There was a guy who went viral who was basically on Facebook. Like,
do you tell us the difference, James?
Between what?
Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act.
No, they're the same thing.
Oh, they are the same thing.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. So this guy was basically slagging it off going... all of you idiots, like, on Obamacare, you don't know what you're doing. Like, thank God we still got the Affordable Health Care Act. And everyone was just like, tell me this is a joke. And then he obviously realised and just probably deleted his entire social media account.
I mean, that's the biggest issue here. Americans broadly, that's quite representative.
I mean, I wouldn't want to tie them all with the same brush, but...
No, especially not the listeners based in the US.
No, not listeners in the US, thank you, you're all lovely.
If you're listening to us, you're obviously a pretty switched-on cat.
You're very well-informed, well, you've really got a lot of free time. You've dug deep into your knowledge of the news that you've managed to find our podcast.
You've filtered out all of the sort of informed stuff.
I'm assuming you've already listened to, like, The Economist's Weekly or something of a bit more substance. But we're not going to talk about his presidency or his inauguration or whatever. We're going to talk about what's going on today. So while the three of us sit here in our little cardboard mansion that I've built us, Paul, who's another regular on the show, is marching.
Such a
Paul thing to be doing, isn't it?
Just such a, like, actually following through on something, not just making vague promises.
It's really cold today as well, so that would have been enough to put me off.
Super nippy.
Yeah.
Out there. So there is, now tell me, there's a march. Was the march happening anyway, or have they planned this march specifically for relating to Trump?
So it's timed to be just after he's become president.
Right.
But the march in Washington, and now being replicated around the world, isn't supposed to be directly related to Trump. It's more about kind of fundamental rights for all, and it's kind of, as it's got momentum behind it, it's snowballed into being about women's rights. Yeah. So that's what it started off, and it's now kind of everyone.
I thought it was kind of especially that a focus on the groups who are perceived to be under the most threat from a Trump administration.
Yeah, so it's everyone who throughout his campaigning, so the Mexicans, women.
Like, white men in America are not quaking in their boots right now.
They're definitely
not
marching.
We are in for a smooth 4 years.
Okay. Yeah.
And this has become global, hasn't it? So it was going to be a Washington march, then it started sort of everyone doing it in the States. And then, I mean, the UK loves a bit of a march. I mean, there's pretty much a march on every weekend, isn't there, if that's what you want to do, if that's what you're into. Australia, New Zealand, anyway. But, so I've had a call from the...
Can't wait for this. He's having a go at marching.
I've had a call from the leader of the march. didn't give a name.
Okay,
right.
Didn't give a name. Going, Rory, we've got these issues. We really feel strongly about Donald Trump becoming president. We think it's a really bad thing. Yeah, we say there's lots of groups that are going to be affected by this. We're just not sure marching's the thing anymore. Everyone's been there's a march every weekend. It's like, how do you tell what the marches are about anymore? What would be a better way of getting our point across?
Is this specific to this issue or like?
Have we got to get the point across to Trump?
Well, yeah, like I just think we'd be remiss if we didn't say that marches aren't always ineffectual. Like obviously, there have been some very famous marches.
The Civil Rights March.
That's probably the obvious one.
Have you got a favourite march?
Probably the Civil Rights.
So cliche.
Name another march, please.
The Ides of March. I don't know. Do they have names?
I mean, you can just sort of say
Emmeline
what
Pankhurst,
what the march
she
was
did a
about.
March for us to get the vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was in Mary Poppins, that gets referenced.
Good. So again, you can fact check Lauren after the show.
But yeah, we're saying that it's not going to work on Trump. No, just going to be like, see you later.
He's not bothered about a march. He's going to just shut his curtains and get on with his day. So what would be a better way of getting through to the Donald that I can take back to the leader of the march?
I think the Donald doesn't react well to anger. So if you get angry at him, and I think... like the kind of marches that have been going on, obviously largely there is a lot of peaceful protesting, but even amongst the peaceful protesters there is a lot of anger. Like there's a lot of bad feeling towards him. Mm. And if you're like, if you scream at him, he will scream back and probably threaten to sue you. So I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking about when I was growing up and I was being a bit of a miscreant, how did my parents handle it? And you know, if they shouted at me, tended to rile me up. Now, what do we know that works better is the disappointment. So I think if we all just got our dads to go to Washington and just stand outside the White House, just sort of tutting and just going, oh, Donald, I reckon that'd break him. I think he'd be like, oh, God.
You can certainly send my dad. I think that would have the desired effect.
Does he do
effect.
The disappointment really well?
He does disappointment really well, and he also just has a really fierce Scottish accent, so everything's delivered with... a bit of extra panache.
Trump likes his Scottish heritage, doesn't he? He's
got a golf course up there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a disappointed Scotsman would be...
So we'll send Mr. Dick.
Yeah.
We'll get him to go up to Trump and just give his best disappointment.
He is very disappointed in him. I already can speak for him on that.
We'll send him over. Maybe start with...
I just don't know if Donald would care.
Father's disappointment?
No, about anybody's disappointment. I mean... there's been enough backlash, and he just takes it as, oh, they said it couldn't be done. Here we are.
I know
you're disappointed, but...
like, he's so delusional now.
Yeah, I think he's too far gone.
He's beyond rational behaviour. Maybe then you need to just sink to his level, like dirty process. Just poo all over his lawn.
A dirty
I didn't want to do this, Donald, but you understand.
It's a big lawn. That's a lot of poo that you're going to have to...
Well, you can have more than one person.
Yeah.
Like, so everyone who's marching could
get dogs involved, get some different animals.
Get dogs involved, like
a poo Neapolitan.
So we're still marching, we're just ending the march with a big shit. I'll call her back right away.
We can stop this, we found the answer.
You're going to have to just do a shit at the end of the walk.
I think we need to be smarter than that, and we need to have a long term goal. So like the marches have happened, we're not going to come up with a solution today. Certainly not one that Donald's and have it in place by this afternoon.
No,
otherwise,
you're missing the point of task force.
Well, the marches would have been and gone. They're probably done by now because wasn't someone doing a speech at 2?
Well, no, America's 5 hours ahead, aren't they?
It's time zones. That's what's confusing me.
The day is young.
Well, I was going to say, can't we get someone?
No, 5 hours behind. Even sorry.
But let's not worry about that.
I do. I worry.
Either way, there's still more
marching. Which way is Australia? Ahead.
South.
Ahead.
No, you said which way is it?
Yeah, but which way on a clock is it?
Anti-clockwise or clockwise?
Australia is like sort of 11, 12 hours ahead.
I think we need a sort of CJ from the West Wing character in the Trump administration.
I didn't watch the West Wing. Can you talk me through
She is his press secretary.
Okay.
And she is the nuts.
See, unfortunately, isn't Kellyanne Conway his press secretary now?
Well, did you see her? She had a marching band.
Like Paddington Bear.
Yeah, I mean, she looked ridiculous. She'd
become a patriot.
She's leading the march.
Honestly, Roy, if you haven't seen her, you know the Americans where they have, the sticks that they...
Oh, like the baton twirlers.
Yes, she literally looks like a cross between... She's got the little hat that pokes up with the three gold buttons, complete head-to-toe red, blue and white outfit.
She's his press secretary.
She was his campaign manager.
I feel like she's definitely got a role around comms.
Right, and she's turned up dressed like a little Victorian
soldier.
She's
not the person to stand up for women. I feel then.
Oh no, she's awful.
She just happens to be a woman.
Yeah, like
that doesn't qualify you enough in this. Like we've gone too far. Otherwise, let's get a vanker to do it.
Like she's a collaborator.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
While we've been talking, I've come up with a little elaborate plan.
They're often the best.
So this is going to take a while. This is a slow burner. It's basically, you know, Donald loves reality TV.
Okay. I love you again.
So we're going to pitch him a TV show, and it's going to be called the President's Apprentice, and we're going to basically set it up, and we might enter it, or we'll put some people in that we trust. Yep. And we're going to trick Donald into just giving away his presidency to an apprentice.
I love it.
So yeah, we'll say, Donald, this is going to be great. It's going to be a 12 week show. You're going to be on all the channels. Everyone's going to be watching it. And he's like, this is great because this will stop me from having to run the country or make any decisions, because he's just like focused on making TV.
Even better, can we sell it to Donald as he has to pick from 14 women?
Right.
And so it's going to go the other way, whatever happens.
Well, he's going to sexually assault one of them.
Well, no. So he'll be like, yeah, right, 14 women, I get to hang out with them all week, every week while we're filming.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm in. And actually, because one of them will eventually win the presidency from him.
Yeah.
Then in the long term, a few years, however long this programme takes.
Yeah.
We get a female president at the end of it. So the tables have turned and the marches are unnecessary.
I just don't know that you would want the first female president to sort of go in that way.
No,
I
but feel you, like put, that you put the right people in. Like, you put your... Not Hillary, but...
No.
You put qualified people in the running.
There'd always be an asterisk. It'd be like, oh, first female president. Didn't she get on it because there was a really elaborate game show plot?
Trump's Apprentice. It was kind of like the Hunger Games, and then no one really cared.
And then everyone would be like, yeah, I don't know that she's, I think there absolutely should be, but I think she'd be like, win an election, ride a wave of popular support, and then everyone will
maybe
get
she
behind.
Just gets the nomination.
Okay, I mean,
I think
we can experiment.
How did you envisage it ending there?
So basically, it's just about it's a tricky way of getting in someone actually sensible.
Can we put Barrack in as a ringer?
Yeah, so he could be in the mix.
Well, I'd like to see Barrack and Biden running some sort of culture club and doing their bit to sort of keep relations up,
or even just like. If they just got like a sandwich van together and like went around the country, just cheering people up at like a grassroots level.
I think that would be fantastic.
They're totally going to stay hanging out, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, he did his final ball and went to some staffer's wedding where he served as a groomsman.
Did he?
Obama and Biden just like hopped on.
He's just
the greatest man.
That is a great stag do. So imagine them two on your stag do.
I reckon they'd get loose as well. Like they'd be like, right, all cameras off. Go.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think Obama would keep it classy. He'd be that one sort of like reining it in.
He'd rein it in, but I still reckon I could see him with a tie around his head, sort of.
Yeah.
He reins like, Joe in, definitely.
Joe's there, like, another round of Jaeger bombs, and he's like, come on, Joe, it's 3 a.m. Let's...
3 a.m, we don't need that amount of caffeine in our system. We'll
make the beers.
Yeah.
So
yeah, kind of like basically tricking our way into the White House. So not so much a protest as in just more like directly getting what we want, getting someone... into the White House who knows what they're doing and who isn't trying to grab people by the pussy.
Yeah. And
the other thing I was thinking, just in terms of like a childish approach, because again, I think fundamentally Trump is quite childish, so I was thinking about what would work on a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
So just like try and just disrupt his day-to-day life as much as possible. So like all of the press, when he does the press conference, just repeat what he says. So he'll be like, you ask a question, what? And just like drive him insane that way. Yeah. And I just think eventually...
We could put his number on like a Gumtree advert for dog walking or something. So he just gets loads...
Spamming.
Constant spam calls. And he goes insane from that and has to hand over the reins to someone.
Get like any kind of staff who work in the White House who dislike him, you know, just sort of like
put
gravel in his pillows.
This could really backfire when we've got a more nuts version.
I'm thinking Home Alone in the White House, if I'm honest. That's where I've landed.
Yeah, I can totally imagine we're just going to cover the floor in Skittles or whatever it is. Or marble, sorry. Right, well, that's all we've got time for in Task Force.
Did we solve it? Did we get...
I think we got some options, like we usually do. I'm gonna write them down, take them to the head of the marching band.
I'll
or
be honest, I think shit on the lawn.
Yeah.
Shit on the lawn is like the most, like that's the most sort of immediate thing we can do. There's an elaborate plan to set up the Apprentice presidential special, or we're just going to booby trap his house and slowly turn him mad. Okay, right. Well, thank you both.
Quiz?
The quiz. You guys ready?
Born ready.
So, you know how the quiz works. I'm going to ask 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right is the winner. You just say your name if you think you know the answer.
Okay.
Question number 1. Which MP is predicted to make £14.5 million for the sale of a business?
Oh, wait.
He co-founded.
Is that Goldsmith?
No. Not an MP anymore. Either.
Oh, shit.
Lauren?
Is it he?
Yeah.
Is it? Would we definitely have heard of him?
Totally.
Oh, can I? I reckon my name.
Totally. Like, as in, it's like the worst one it could go to.
Boris Johnson.
Can I go again? I definitely know it's Jeremy Hunt.
It is Jeremy Hunt.
Oh, what?
I'll give
what
you.
What business has he funded?
It was.
He did telecoms, didn't he?
It was something. No, it was about. It was. I think it was called Hot Courses, and it was for like
Hot Courses,
and it's like sort of online student lessons things. Yeah. So it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. 2. Already we're into like the sort of my level of news here. What 2 animals have been caught shagging this week? nearly said it. So two animals have been caught having sex, like different species. What
can you give us the kingdoms that they're in?
I wouldn't. What, they're both mammals, I think.
Okay. Presumably this was in a zoo or just in
Is in the wild.
In the wild.
How were they caught in the wild?
Isn't someone's like
peeping toms?
Someone's
everywhere.
Spotted someone going, "Oh, that thing's shagging that thing."
What country was it in?
I mean, that's where you're out of my depth.
So it's
now.
Not like a koala, so we know it's Australia.
Such a broad question, isn't it? Like even to have a guess.
Well, like I mean, I'd already have guessed 2 animals by now if I were you.
Okay, James.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, actually, I'm about to a bird's mouth.
A what?
The only mammal I can think of is a whale.
I was thinking like an eagle and a koala. I don't know why. They are just what came into my head. Right. The koala's in the tree. The eagle swoops down.
We can rule out eagle and koala. That is not the
fox and badger.
Fox and badger. No.
I was thinking fox and hound would be quite good.
Yeah.
It was Romeo and
Juliet. See what's happened there. They could do the spaghetti at the end of Lady in the Tramp.
Oh, it was a monkey and a deer.
Oh, God.
Apparently, yeah. The monkey just started doing it.
Yeah.
And then the deer just let him, and then, yeah.
So, wait, the monkey was the male?
Yeah.
So was the like, monkey...
Was it a chimp or like a spider monkey?
It was a pretty big monkey, I think.
Probably have to be.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know.
Well, if he's just hanging on the back.
Yeah, just drilling away.
I'll show you the story once we...
Yeah, it is good. Although you have had us with fake news in the quiz before, so...
So...
Have you fact-checked?
Yes, I mean, basically, it was like, what 2 animals am I thinking of? And neither of you got it. It was a monkey and a deer.
Yeah, I'm not
do you know that all koalas are born with chlamydia?
Yeah.
Do you watch Graham Norton last night?
No, I know that fact anyway. Yeah. Someone told me if you hold one for like upwards of like a minute or two, then you're at risk of getting it.
Well, obviously that's not true.
I don't know.
Well, how do you get chlamydia in real life? From another human.
I don't know why, but the koalas...
Not from touching them.
No, but I was saying the koalas might just have it all over them. It might be in their fur.
It's in their fur! It
could be in their fur!
Can chlamydia be in the fur?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just telling you
it's
what I
was
told.
It's not a risk to take, is
I'm
it?
I'm just telling you what I was told. I haven't said whether I believe this. I do.
Look this up afterwards as well. First Google monkey shagging deer, and then Google do koalas actually have chlamydia.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
If people are listening at work, you're going to get a lot of people some very odd looks from you if they monitor their internet.
Yeah, maybe just do it in your own time. Question number 3. At Trump's inauguration ceremony, what song did he dance to?
James! My Way.
Correct. A point.
God, I'm doing awful.
So him.
Awful job.
Oh my God, I can't even read this one. People were very excited about a new train this week. What 2 countries does it connect?
no idea.
You made a little train noise. Come on, okay, name two countries. What countries am I thinking of?
I'm trying to think, like, what countries won't already have a train line? So, like, what would it be significant?
Is it over water?
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place. It's a very long
train. Oh, James, is it like there's like is it like a new sort of Chinese Trans-Siberian one? Is it like China and Russia?
China. I'm going to give you a point for China. China and the UK.
Oh,
bloody hell!
Yeah, yeah, can you imagine?
Isn't it like,
can you imagine? Yeah,
4,000 miles or something.
Yeah.
Why would anyone want to go 4,000 miles by train?
It's quite the commute. It's a trade. Or train. It's like for shipping stuff. It's just coal and
so we've regressed
bric-a-brac.
We've regressed to having our trade lines powered by train.
Yeah, this is what Brexit looks like. We're going everywhere by train.
Basically going back to Victorian Britain. Yeah.
Okay, and final question. I think James is on this.
Right. No, can we do more so that I get more of a chance?
Are we going to do like this is the real quiz where...
Yeah, this, okay. it all hinges on this one.
Shoe over a building.
Okay, what does the Metro recommend we start doing at work?
James?
Yeah.
Is it getting up and walking every few minutes?
It's no. The Metro, so wanking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Start having a... Just have a little wank.
Yes!
Have a little
this
wank.
This is the real work. Quiz.
It's the real quiz. Have a little wank, have a big wank, whatever.
Sorry. They're actively encouraging people to wank at work.
Yeah, apparently, like... I know
on
some,
what? Like, what grounds?
I think there was some stat that 40,
you'll enjoy it.
40% of the country's already doing
I think,
that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
60%, get with them.
You can't beat them, join them.
Surely they've tied into some sort of ill-informed happiness study. Yeah. And then there's like...
People who masturbated at work were 10 times likely more to come at work.
Happier workforce.
They're more relaxed. Of course they're more relaxed. They're feeling breezy enough to masturbate in the office.
I don't know about you, but our toilets, that's just...
I heard about people who, like, masturbated in school, and I was just, like, in the boys' toilets, and I was just, like, that doesn't sound...
Also, at school, did you not have, like, a massive gap underneath the door, like, in America, where they've got those swing doors?
I mean, not a comedy-sized gap, but certainly a gap.
Yeah. Don't you want a little bit of privacy?
Well, yeah, but I just, it's, you know, there's not very much atmosphere there, is there? Like, it's very...
You'd like to light a candle,
I like a candle, some jazz playing.
Some rose petals on the bed.
Yeah, you know.
Surely you've got a little pod of some sort.
Make an occasion of it.
Who knows?
He's got his wank cocoon.
Oh, that makes me feel awful, because what if someone goes in there with one of those purple lights, like Silent Witness style, and the whole inside of the pod's just covered in spunk?
We started so highbrow, and I'll apologise because it was me. I took us into shit and wanking, and I'm sorry.
Well, we said the word spunk.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, well, thank you both for joining me on This Might Be The News. There was some bits of news in there, I guess, this week, and a few little tidbits of trivia. See you next week.